I've been wanting to record an episode outside. I feel like that would be so much fun for me, mainly. Maybe not so much for you guys to listen to because the wind could affect the audio, but I feel like it would just bring like a fresh vibe to the recording. So I don't know. Maybe one day I'll sit outside and record an episode for you guys, but for now, I'm coming at you live from my bedroom. Super exciting. Wanted to welcome you guys to the episode. I'm your host, Ellie, and today we have quite the topic to talk about. We are going over some questions to ask yourself when you don't feel too much like yourself. I've used these questions numerous times when I feel a little off, and it helps me become more aware of my feelings and why I don't feel like myself. I'm also recording with like a little bit of a cough, so if I sound stuffed up for any reason, it's my allergies. We love allergy season. We love springtime and allergies and everything that goes along with that. So if I sound a little stuffed up or anything, that is why. I apologize, but anyways, this episode's gonna be a good one. When you feel off, and this happens to most people, and if you've never not felt like yourself, then I'm very jealous of you and I want to be friends with you because that sounds amazing and I wanna know all your secrets. So please share them with me. But in all serious though, I wanted to remind you guys that when you don't feel like yourself, you might be feeling off, like something's off, and you don't know how to fix it. For one, you are not broken. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you, and you are allowed to feel whatever it is you may need to feel while you're processing this realization. You also might be having feelings, and I'm saying feelings loosely because it is a broad term, and there's also a lot of mental confusion that comes with not feeling like yourself. So it's not just relative to feelings, it's also like relative to mental confusion. But some part of you may feel lost. And I just wanted to remind you guys that you are not lost. You're not a lost toy that needs to be found by somebody. You're human, and you are allowed to feel like the environment you're in isn't fitting, or you want to change career paths, or you want to enter or exit a relationship because it would bring more peace to your soul, knowing that you are taking the steps to do what is best for you. The truest form of you is inside you and ready to come out. You just have to be willing to find yourself again, over again, and find who you are. And to do that, we must ask these questions that I am about to ask and go through with you guys. So personally, whenever I feel off, I do kind of run through a different things that could be causing me to feel off. So I do use these questions quite often to evaluate why I feel this way and what caused me to become so far from myself. What did I allow in? And what did I give power to rock me? And I wanted to go through an affirmation really quickly because we all know how much I love affirmations and how beneficial and life-changing they truly are. There's a really good affirmation, and that is, I am powerful and in control of my life. Nothing and no one is able to take away the security I have about myself as a person. And that's a good one to write down and remind ourselves of when we're feeling off, that you have the power to come back to yourself as many times as you need to. And you shouldn't allow any person or any situation to take that power away from you or have that much power over you because you are a powerful person. You have that control over your life. So we just have to get you back to where you are feeling 1,000% your best and 1,000% confident in yourself. I encourage you guys to write down that affirmation because that's one that I use all the time, and it's a good one to remember that you are in control of your life and you have the power to change. You have the power to let in who you want to let in, and you have the power to take out who you want to take out. So, getting into the questions, first, we really want to look at how we are spending our time. Time is such a valuable thing. And not everyone deserves your time and attention. If you are constantly on your phone, that's a draining thing already. If you are always around toxic, negative energy and people, that will also affect you negatively. If you're in a negative work or school environment, if you are not seeing your time as valuable and important for you, then you're going to let the hours go by. And you can't ever go back in time or wish that you had more time because you procrastinated. So just make sure that you are filling your hours with anything that brings you joy and positive energy and not on anything that is unintentionally draining you. Also, for all you entrepreneurs out there, you'll love this, but time is money. We don't want to waste our time, and we want to make sure we are dedicating time to ourselves. Serious alone time to care for ourselves and give us the love and attention that we need. So just kind of do a quick check-in with yourself, see how much time you're spending on certain things. Recently, for me, my screen time has been up too much, and I realize that a lot of my time has been spent on useless scrolling and things that aren't really benefiting me, which I could be changing that and actually gearing it towards getting ready for my future manifestations, journaling. I can gear it towards something that's going to be beneficial for me, reading self-help books that I love to read and love to share with you guys. So that's just something that I've noticed is that's kind of been wasting my time. So I want you guys to kind of evaluate what you're doing with your time right now. If a lot of your time is filled with work and you're working constantly, is that always a good thing for you? Or is it a little bit too draining? Or do you absolutely love it? You know, or if you're not working as much and you have all this extra free time, but you want to fill it with something and you want to fill it with friends and you want to fill it with people who make you feel good, go out and find those people who make you feel good and fill it with that time. You know, so it's kind of just evaluating where you are with your time, what you want to fill it with, how you want to use it, so that way you can push yourself to become better and come back home to yourself. Honestly, and it's one of the reasons that I love being active and the gym because it's dedicated alone time with myself, where usually I'm not interrupted, and I'm able to move my body and have that time for myself. And to be honest, it helps keep me sane. I will not stress enough how much movement and how much moving your body, even a little bit each day, dedicating some time to that is so beneficial for your mental health. It genuinely has changed my life, taking time and going on walks each day and just kind of dedicating my own alone time, because if I don't get some alone time, a girl will go crazy. And it's happened before and it's not fun or fresh. But yeah, that's just something I want you guys to be mindful of, is how you are spending your time. You also want to make sure that you are dedicating some time for your self-care, which brings me to my next point. Are you taking care of yourself? When we feel a little off, we tend to put self-care on the back burner when really it should be the first thing that is addressed. Are you going outside in the sun? Are you taking care of your hygiene? Are you fueling yourself properly with healthy, nutritious food and meals? Are you taking mental breaks? Are you staying off your phone? Are you moving your beautiful bodies? You could listen to your favorite music, watch a comfort show, watch your favorite movies, take yourself on a date, hang out with your favorite people, hang out with your family, call a loved one, show yourself you genuinely care about the person you are. Give lots of love to yourself. If you already do those things or are in a place where it's really hard for you to care right now, I hear you and I understand you, because I was once there myself, where it was really hard to care for myself and really hard to just love myself, honestly, and do those small actions. I'm telling you, one small change for you to do today for yourself, so it doesn't feel too overwhelming all at once. Just doing one small thing for self-care really does make a difference. And you'll see it, and you'll feel it, and you'll have a little bit more respect for what you can and can't do. And self-care, it's a broad topic. There's a lot of different things that go into it that are very specific and tailored to you and what works best for you. So you know you best, whatever works best for you. One small thing to kind of help you get back to where you need to be is always something that's going to be beneficial for you. Again, not to bring up affirmations, but affirmations is a great way to show yourself some care and giving you those I am powerful statements over and over and over again. I feel like I talk about this way too much. Everybody listening to the podcast is like, this girl won't shut up about affirmations, but it's so true. And genuinely, they have changed my life and my perception of how I see myself, and I see myself in a more positive, loving light. And I'm like, yes, I can absolutely do anything and everything that I set my mind to because I am that confident in who I am as a person now. It's a complete mindset shift. And at first, it might seem a little bit like you're lying to yourself, but over time, the more you feed your brain with those positive affirmations, the more that they are going to kind of resonate and sit with you, and then your outlook on life is going to change. So that's a huge part of self-care as well. But just doing one small thing, whether that's showering, calling a loved one, cooking yourself a good-ass meal, because I know some of y'all listening to this are chefs. And if you guys would love to share some of your recipes, a girl would appreciate it because I personally do not love cooking, but I'm always down to learn. So I want you to just focus on doing a little bit of self-care this week and just focusing on you, blocking out the negative energy, blocking out anybody else's opinions, and just do one thing for yourself, whether it's today or sometime this weekend, this week, whenever you're listening to this, to show yourself some love. Moving on, I want you guys to actually think if you are drinking enough water. There's so many benefits to drinking the right amount of water. We are supposed to be drinking half our body weight in ounces per day. Maybe like a little bit more depending on your lifestyle or what your body craves, but that's basically the bare minimum of what your body needs. And I don't think a lot of people know that. I always talk to people and they're always like, girl, why do you always carry a water bottle around? Like, I'm that bitch, okay? I'll take my water with me wherever I go because I need to fuel my body and I know how much water that I need to function. So I always make sure that I have my water bottle with me. And then I'm like, because you're supposed to be drinking water to support your system and to support your health. And they all look at me like I'm insane. But I swear to God, guys, once you feel completely hydrated, it changes the game. First of all, your skin is going to clear up like no other. And who doesn't love clear skin? Also, another little tip for clear skin that I've been doing for, wow, almost a year now. But every morning, the first thing that I do after, like, I wash my face and brush my teeth and all that fun jazz is I'll drink lemon water with my vitamins and my Celtic salt that I have in the morning. So it has cleared up my skin like crazy. I don't have like crazy acne, but every once in a while, usually around my period, I get a few pimples here and there, and I've been having lemon water, and it has just been such a game changer for the skin. It really has. So a combination of lemon water first thing in the morning, and also very, very good for debloating, by the way. I have a lot of gut issues, which I didn't think I was going to get into in this episode. I have a whole outline and it wasn't along these lines, but I'm very passionate about this. I have a lot of gut issues, okay? Hot girls have gut issues. We know. We been new. And lemon water, ever since I started drinking it, I have not been bloated at all. At all. Like, my bloat has been so minimal, and I really do think it is helpful. So you can drink it hot, you can drink it cold, whatever works best for you. And also, lemon water is very good for your system and your digestive system in the morning, and kind of to kind of kickstart your metabolism. Also, Another fun fact for you guys is that you are not supposed to have coffee on an empty stomach. That is really bad. So make sure you guys have some kind of substance in your stomach for all you coffee lovers out there before you start drinking your coffee. It'll help with your metabolism and digestive system a lot. But getting back to the water thing, of course, it helps with clear skin. And when I do tell a difference when I drink enough water versus when I don't. So I don't have headaches. I feel like that's a really big one, is when people don't drink enough water, they have a lot of headaches and their head hurts. And that rarely happens. I feel like I have a lot more energy and my mental thinking is so clear. I can't really explain it other than I feel like I think more clearly and my head is not as foggy when I drink as much water. There's also so many nutritional benefits that I'm sure if you like Googled from a real doctor and not from me because I am not a real doctor, then you can find all the benefits of it for sure. But it's just so beneficial for your mental health in general. And I wanted to give you guys a quick reminder to clean your water bottles, you nasties, because mold and bacteria live in there. And when you're ingesting it into your system, where the mold and bacteria will slow you down, drain your energy, make you feel so sluggish and tired. It's crazy how much mold affects our system. That's another thing that I'm really learning about right now, is how much mold and bacteria affects our nervous system, and I would love to share with you guys all about that, but in a later episode, not in this episode today. So just make sure you guys are really ingesting clean, healthy water. If you have access to a filter, filter it out so you can get all the clean water and minerals that your body is needing for you from a healthy source. Honestly, be annoying with it. Be like me. Take it everywhere you go. We are hitting our water goals every single day, and it makes our body happy and our mind happy. So, along with water, we need to look at what food and energy we are giving our body. We want to be eating healthy, nutritious meals, okay? Not take out fast food every single night or processed foods that don't give us good energy. Taking some time for yourself to learn new recipes, meal prep healthy meals for the week, actually making a list when grocery shopping that's specific to what you intend to cook. That's also a cute little money-saving tip right there. Make a list when you grocery shop because then you'll know exactly what you need and exactly what you intend on eating for the week, exactly what food you're going to be giving your body so you're not scrambling for a meal at the last second. And we don't want to fill our bodies with junk food all the time. But at the same time, like, don't get me wrong, a girl loves a sweet treat. I'll crave that like no other. And I love going out too. It's also healthy for you to have that balance when it comes to nutritious meals. Plus, food is the main energy source your body craves. Literally, food is fuel. I remind so many people of that all the time, is that food is fuel. And it's also a good reminder to keep telling yourselves too when you're like, oh, I don't have time to eat. Sorry if this is like a little bit triggering in any way, but oh, I don't have time to eat, or I'm not hungry, but like I know I need food. You have to remember that food is fuel for your body. So it's important that you fuel your bodies and listen to your cravings and give it all the nutrients that it needs so it can produce that energy for you to survive throughout the day. And energy is also such an important thing that you want to be surrounding and giving yourself positive energy. So, kind of take a look at who you are surrounding yourself with. When you are surrounded by positive people who push you to become a better person, or are you always spending time with someone who is draining, negative, toxic? Kind of really evaluate who you are spending your time with, because I've mentioned this in a previous episode before, and there's lots of studies done on this too, and lots of different podcasts, lots of different speakers who base their messages off of this. You become a combination of the five people that you are around most, and if they're always toxic or negative, that's going to seep into you and affect you. And it doesn't always have to be people you are around. It can be people that you are always in constant communication with that could also be draining your energy. And we all know, okay? We all know that I am a big fan of cutting off toxicity and negative people right from the source because it's going to be what's best for me. And I've said this before, but I'm a big energy person and it affects me so much. So I always surround myself with people who are giving me positive energy and who are supporting me. And I love supporting them. And it's just like that constant, beautiful friendship and support system that we kind of build around each other. And it's genuinely just amazing. I can't really explain it. And this is like kind of a love letter to all my friends, but I love all you guys. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening. But yeah, I just wanted to make you guys aware that you evaluate who are you surrounding yourself with, because that energy, it affects you more than you think it is and more than you think it does. And so we want to make sure we're surrounding ourselves with good energy and positive people, and positive energy is everything, and it makes such a difference to our mental health and our mental clarity. You have no idea, or maybe you do have an idea because you were with some toxic friends and you had a toxic friend group, and now you found your people, and I'm so happy for you. And I love those stories. Those stories always make me so happy, and I'm very happy if you guys have found your people. And if you haven't found your people and you're still looking, just letting you guys know, there's like 8 billion people now. There's a lot of people to be friends with. There's a lot of people to give you that love and positive energy that you're looking for. So you don't have to settle just because somebody walks right in. Okay? You get to choose who you want in your circle. And I think that's also a beautiful thing that you have power over to choose who you want in your life and choose who you want outside of your life. And you don't have to settle for what you don't deserve. And what also makes a difference is what thoughts are you entertaining most? Okay, so your thoughts become your reality. We know this. We've been over this. If you are always speaking negatively about yourself in your head or thinking negatively, it's going to project outward into your surroundings and it's going to make it believable for yourself. And it shouldn't be believable. So you have to ask yourself, what thoughts are you giving the most energy to? Is it the positive ones or is it the negative ones? And we want our minds to be a positive, loving space for ourselves. So switching your mindset and starting to feed your brain with those things that you love about yourself is crucial to kind of getting back and recentering with yourself. One of the reasons that I love manifesting is because it gets me excited about the future. It brings positive energy into my body and gives me a more positive outlook on life in general, that my mind is focused on my future and not on any negative thoughts. So that's one of the reasons why I'm like so big on manifesting. It gives such positive energy and it kind of gets my mind thinking about the future, thinking about everything that is going to happen for me. And I just have to put in the work now and the universe will take care of everything. So that's why I like to kind of preach everybody, but preach about, oh my goodness, I thought I almost pressed the mute button. Huh. I'm getting real into this preaching over here, guys. But manifesting, it's such a huge, huge thing. I could go on and on about it, but it brings you into that healthier mind space. And once you switch your thoughts, you'll realize that your reality around you will start to change and be more positive. You'll have more of a positive outlook on life. And you'll just feel better and happier overall. Another thing is to pay attention to what you are consuming. So, consumption of social media or books, movies, TV shows, friends, schoolwork, work, whatever it may be, can play a big part in why you are feeling off. So, if you're constantly consuming social media, it's going to have an effect on you. And I always say how I have a love-hate relationship with social media, and y'all are probably sick of me saying it, but I catch myself doing this a lot where I am consuming content. I'm finding inspiration from it, and I'm using that inspiration to kind of fuel me creatively. As somebody who is a very creative person, it does make me happy to create things and use it as a source of inspiration. So that's where the love part comes into it. The hate part is the toxicity that can come to it and the consumption of the media that I don't need to be consuming. And we all know what I be talking about. It's kind of replacing scrolling with something else, with maybe reading a self-help book, which I have plenty of self-help books in the description of all my episodes for you guys to check out. And I always love to hear your recommendations also, but replacing it with that, replacing scrolling with going for a walk and listening to a podcast or calling somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. There are other ways to get positive consumption in your life other than social media. And I don't think a lot of people recognize how much consumption of media can affect us, or consumption of negative energy can affect us, until we're in this place where we are right now, where we are sitting here like, why do we feel off? What happened? Why do we feel off? And it's like, because we're consuming so much of other people's content, sometimes we start to compare our lives to other people. And we start to make that comparison like, oh, so-and-so is going on a vacation to Bali right now, and they are making so much money, and look at them, they're doing great. While I'm sitting here, I'm studying for my class, and I'm going to be in so much debt because of school, and I could never have the life that they have, you know? Like, it's just that constant comparison that's so negative, and it feeds your brain, it gets into your brain and kind of messes with everything, and we don't need that energy at all. So the second that you catch yourselves comparing, I want you to shut off your phone, and I want you to go do something for yourself, and I want you to create a gratitude list. Okay, create a gratitude list of what you are thankful for in your life, because this always helps me when I feel a little negative and down and feel a little off, is creating a gratitude list of everything in my life that I am thankful that I have, and I'm glad that I have, and I'm grateful that I have. We love a good Thanksgiving gratitude list over here. So it's just kind of being grateful for what you have been given, and knowing that you are enough just as you are, and you don't have to constantly compare yourself to anybody else, because their life is their life and your life is your life, and it's two completely, completely different things, not related at all. So you don't need to be comparing yourself to somebody you don't even know. There's just so much negativity that's involved with that. But what you guys are consuming matters, so make sure it's positively helping you become either the version of yourself that you want to be, or helping you come back home to yourself, because you are your home and you matter the most. All of these questions are so serious, but this one is also so serious, okay? Are you guys pursuing your passions? Are you dedicating time to doing things that you love and bring you joy and happiness? The whole point of life is to find joy in the things that you love doing, that bring you genuine happiness and pleasure, and what you are passionate about. It's going to sound so cheesy, but really doing things you love and having a burning passion for is what brings that spark back into your life and makes life more fun and exciting. Whether you're passionate about a hobby, passionate about your career, learning more, helping others, a significant other, your friends, your family, your vacations, whatever gives you joy, go after it and go chase it, and never stop being passionate about the things that you love and the people you love. I don't think there's enough passionate people in the world. Most of the time, it's settling for what you can get with the cards that life has dealt with you. I think we need to bring passion back and bring spark back and excitement back and go after our dreams, because they absolutely can happen for us. Do something that brings you joy. A little homework, like I haven't given you guys enough homework this week, but something to kind of focus on for you guys and to remember is what makes you feel happy and childlike, and chase that feeling and never stop chasing that feeling. And you'll start to notice your spark come back and your joy come back, and you start to feel like yourself again once you start going after what things make you you. You know, and this passion doesn't have to just be for like materialistic items or school or work or careers. It can also be, like I mentioned, for your friends or for your relationships. Chase the passion in friendships and relationships. You also have to foster those relationships as well, because those are a part of who you are, okay? So you want to make sure that you're bringing passion into all areas of your life with whatever you are doing. It makes life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more fun, less mundane and more fun to live. And that's why we're here, to be honest. We weren't put on this earth to live boring lives. We are put on this earth to explore and be excited about the things that bring us joy and to make a difference in our lives and other people's lives. All right, so I want you guys to find what that joy is, find what that spark is, that passion is, and chase after it. We're already on the last question, and this one's also such a serious question. And I would love to do, you'll see in a second, but I would love to do a specific episode on this whole idea in general once I get a little bit more familiar with it myself and become a little bit more of an expert on it myself. But the question is, have you been listening to your inner voice and servicing that inner voice before you have been servicing others? So remembering, put you and your needs first above all, so you can come back home to you. Listen to you and your gut. I can tell you firsthand, I can give you so many experiences that I have had where my gut instinct has been right. Half the time I listen, half the time I don't. I've learned my lesson, and I've learned to trust your gut instincts because it's almost always right, and it's almost always leading you in the right direction. It's never wrong, and you need to tune into your intuition. Really listen to what the universe and your inner self is telling you. Are you avoiding what you truly want to please other people and in the process abandoning your values? Is that something that you are doing? Are you being a people pleaser in that way and therefore kind of shutting your own system down and draining your own energy by doing that? Intuition is a really big thing. It's very spiritual. It's very, very spiritual, which is why I would love to do an episode on it, but I want to become more of an expert before I really kind of pick it apart and dive deep for you guys. So if you're interested in learning about it, there are several books, okay? We all know I love to read. Several books, videos, things that you can kind of research if you are interested. But one way to tap into your inner intuition, there's many, many ways, but the easiest is to seclude yourself. Limit any distractions, sit in the silence, and really listen to your inner voice. Your subconscious always knows what the best decision for you is. You just have to clear the noise and listen to it. Also, meditating helps you become more grounded and rooted in yourself, so you have a deeper understanding of who you are as a person. Always remembering in this whole process of coming home to yourself after you fell off to give yourself support and love through the whole thing. Be kind to yourself, love yourself, and seek out that positive energy. Seek out those positive energy sources that are going to uplift you and make you feel more like yourself. For those of you who are feeling a little bit off or haven't really thought about it, but realizing after this episode that it may be happening to you, I want to let you know you are not alone. You are never alone, okay? You are never alone in your feelings. Your feelings are completely valid. It's okay for you to feel this way. And I want you to be able to find yourself again. But remembering, you're not lost. You're right inside where you need to be. We just have to dig you out. We just have to do a little bit of inner work. We have to figure out what works, what doesn't, dig you out so that way you can become the happiest, truest form of yourself, and you won't be feeling this way anymore, because it's not the funnest feeling. It's really not. And I feel for anybody who is going through this right now, as somebody who has felt off numerous times. I'm telling you guys, there's always a way to get back on track, and there's always a reason to get back on track also. And whatever that reason may be for you, hold on to it and work on yourself for that reason. That is everything that I have for this episode, you guys. That's my entire list. Of course, I will have the questions posted on the podcast Instagram for you to follow and save when you need to. That's in the show notes for you, as well as my current reads, Pinterest boards with more prompts if you guys are wanting any more inspiration. I feel like this is such a business spiel, and I always don't love giving it because genuinely, I really just want the best for you. And I just want you to be feeling 100% completely like yourself. But at the same time, I want to make sure that you guys are not lost in resources and to be able to get all the help that you need. You have references to go to, especially if you're supporting this podcast, which I very much am grateful for. And I appreciate and love every single one of you. And you should also love yourselves because you guys are amazing and absolutely spectacular and beautiful human beings. So thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed, again, another business spiel, but make sure to positively rate the show and share the episode. It really does help me be able to reach more audiences and more people and be able to give them the help that they also might be needing from an average girl in her 20s also trying to figure everything out. And I would just love if we could all do that together and be one huge support system. It would mean the world. Just such good feelings, such good vibes. That's all I want for this show. So remember, I will be back next Friday with a new episode for you guys. So make sure you're following and that you have notifications turned on so you never miss an episode. And thank you for listening. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you next week.